Lawmakers are promising a contract with Texas. It's April 8th, 2024, and these are your headlines. Okay, we can probably take these off now. Did you get a chance to see the solar eclipse where you were at? We did here. Got to see it for a few minutes. Pretty interesting. I guess we'll, if you missed it, you can catch it, I guess, in 1,000 years, whenever it happens next, whenever that's supposed to be. But we did have some actual news happening here today, too, even apart from that little respite. A group of current and incoming Republican lawmakers are proposing what they call a contract with Texas, a set of reforms promising to improve the integrity, transparency, and efficiency of the Texas House. The letter, which was signed by 13 members and members-elect, notes that while Republicans hold every statewide office in both chambers of the legislature, Democrats have held an outsized role in determining policy inside the Texas House. They say, for far too long, Republican speakers of the Texas House have centralized power to themselves, which renders individual Texans without effective representation, and colluded with Democrats to advance progressive policies and stop Republican priorities. Goes on to say, the House's most recent session was marked by obstruction, dysfunction, and a lack of fundamental fairness in application of the House's rules, and this cannot continue. The message of last month's primaries was self-evident and sent a clear message that business as usual is not acceptable. Now, to that end, the lawmakers have called on the next Speaker of the House to implement the following 12 reforms, and I'll read them off for you here. One, only solicit support for the speakership from Republican members. Two, end the practice of awarding Democrats committee chairmanships. Three, ensure all GOP legislative priorities receive a floor vote before any Democrat bills. Number four, replace the current liberal parliamentarians with staff committed to only offering advice on adherence to House rules, not to advancing their personal ideology. This is in contrast to the current parliamentarian, who himself was an Obama lawyer. Number five, limit the speaker to 2 terms to reduce their power over individual members. Number six, ensure there are no longer any Democrat majority committees. We've got 2, I believe, currently in the Texas House. 7, stop parliamentary abuse by requiring only substantial adherence to House rules to keep hyper-technical points of order from killing good legislation. Number 8, allow audio and video recording of all House proceedings, including point of order debates. Number 9, start substantive work as soon as session begins to end delays that kill priority legislation. 10, reform the calendars committee to increase transparency and accountability. Number 11, select a Republican as Speaker pro tem. And number 12, decentralize power by prohibiting the distribution of political funds from the Speaker. Pretty big agenda there. Maybe you like some of these points. Maybe you like all of them. Well, a letter was signed by current Republican State Representatives Brian Harrison, Nate Schatzline, Steve Toth, Tony Tinderhole, and J.M. Lozano. Prospective incoming members also signed this letter, including prospective incoming members Mitch Little, Don McLaughlin, Matt Morgan, Wes Verdell, Janice Holt, Shelley Luther, Brent Money, and Mike Olcott also signed on to the letter. And while the initial draft has 13 signatories, the group is inviting all of their colleagues to join in the effort. Attorney General Ken Paxton, America First Legal, and a coalition of attorneys general from other states are asking federal courts to reconsider Texas's lawsuit against the Biden administration regarding the transportation of illegal aliens via air travel into U.S. cities. The motion, which was filed late last week, takes aim at the Department of Homeland Security and President Biden's parole scheme, quote unquote, which allows 30,000 aliens from countries like Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the U.S. every month and remain in the country indefinitely. He said the program allows these aliens, after more or less flying to their destination of choice, to obtain work permits and ultimately claim public benefits, such as food stamps and welfare, AFL explained in their press release. They said the program floods our country with legions of illegal aliens who should not be here, only further worsening the worst immigration crisis in our nation's history. Now, back in February, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas had initially dismissed the lawsuit because it believed the states were not sufficiently harmed by the program. However, that initial ruling ignored evidence showing border crossings by people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, and that those crossings had increased significantly and are now higher than before the program had started. This contradicts the Biden administration's justification for the program that they said it would decrease the overall number of illegal border crossings. That hasn't been the case. Additionally, as AFL explains, the initial ruling also ignored the significant financial costs that Texas and all states around the nation have incurred at the hands of Biden's parole program. These costs include the issuing of driver's licenses, health care, education, and law enforcement. The state of Texas was joined by attorney generals from the states of Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
Each weekday, join the Texas Minute for a first look at the top news of the Lone Star State. I'm Michael Quinn Sullivan, the host of the Texas Minute. The Texas Minute exists to make sure real Texans have the news they need to affect Texas. You can find the Texas Minute at texasscorecard.com or everywhere you listen to podcasts.
A YMCA teacher who worked inside Pflugerville Independent School District has been arrested and accused of injury to a child after multiple instances were caught on surveillance video. According to the arrest warrant affidavit, in one instance of the alleged abuse, 45-year-old Geraldine Wilson Browning was caught with her hands around a child's throat. Pflugerville ISD said they were sifting through the footage for an unrelated request when staff found that disturbing footage. At the time of the incidents, Browning was a teacher in the YMCA of Central Texas Child Care Development Center at Northwest Elementary School. So the YMCA has their daycare program that takes place in the elementary school alongside the district. Now, the district said after the discovery of the abuse, the YMCA acted swiftly, removing the staff member from the classroom. They also informed families and authorities about the incident. Additional events occurred on January 29th and February 12th, 20th, and 21st, and all involved three separate children in the program. All surveillance footage of the events was sent to police for further investigation. YMCA of Central Texas Chief Marketing Officer Laura Arredondo said in a statement that they had recently terminated an employee after reviewing evidence of physical aggression against its students. For more of today's stories, go to texasscorecard.com.